Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Still at home, did you hear that Ireland is one of seven EU countries that saw the biggest increase in young adults still living at home with their parents? Nearly a third still do so. That's according to research conducted by EU agency Eurofound. Just before I came on air, I spoke with Aoife Rayside from Talla in Dublin. I began by asking her to tell us about her own situation.
I'm almost 24, so not quite in the bracket, but yeah, I've been living in my childhood bedroom since I came home from the Coombe.
Since you, from the Coombe Hospital, my goodness, all that time ago. And have you tried to move out? Have you looked around?
I've had a little nose. It's just, I think there's just so few places that when you do come across something that's kind of suits you. I've never actually heard back from anywhere.
Really? And the kind of prices you'd be paying, would it be affordable?
I am able to find places that I would be able to afford, but I suppose it's all, you kind of have to balance up then you're giving up a lot as well, like for so much money, say like 800 euro or whatever a month, then, but you're in like a tiny bedroom and you're living with strangers. So you kind of have to balance up, like, is it worth it? Like, from my point of view, I'm like, would I rather, you know, pay a ton of money a month and live in a box room with strangers, or live at home with my parents who I know I get on with and I know I'm comfortable in this house?
Yeah.
And I'm saving a ton. So it's kind of like you're weighing up which is worth it.
So you feel you'd be giving up that comfort and security and familiarity of your childhood home and your family, which is completely understandable, Aoife, to be brutally honest with you as well. Do you feel, though, you're losing any independence at all?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I definitely feel quite claustrophobic here sometimes. Like, definitely. I suppose I've been living the same life that I've lived since I was a child and like a teenager. That was kind of like a routine that was given to me in a sense, and I feel like I've never had the opportunity to create my own routine or do whatever I want without having to tell people where I'm going, stuff like that. Like, I definitely feel a lack of independence that, you know, when you're in your 20s and you're an adult and you're making money, you should be able to, you know, live independently.
Yeah. And is that affecting, say, confidence, or is it affecting you psychologically in any way? Because I know you've probably had this conversation with your friends as well. A lot of your friends are in the same position, are they, Aoife?
Yeah, I kind of have like two groups. Like, say, like my friends from school, like they're all in the same position, living with their parents. And then I have a group of friends, like college friends, who are renting and stuff. So I'm seeing both sides of it.
Do you think it's mostly a Dublin phenomenon, I wonder? Because an awful lot of people, if they're from outside of Dublin and they have to travel for college, for example, they have no option very often but to leave home. Do you think it's more enticing for Dublin people to stay at home?
100%. I definitely think it's more of a Dublin issue, because even when I was going to college, like, my parents said to me, they were like, we can't afford to send you anywhere else. Like, you have to stay in Dublin and live at home. Which obviously, in one sense, it's a great privilege that I have, you know, somewhere that I can live here and I don't have to pay rent. But it's the opera, like, I feel like for Dublin people, because it's not the done thing to move out, you just never do. And like, the opportunity just isn't there.
There you go. Our situation explained brilliantly by Aoife Rayside there. We're also joined now by Paul Gordon, who's Director of Policy and Advocacy with the National Youth Council of Ireland. Good evening to you, Paul.
Good evening, Cormac. Thanks very much for having me.
You must be familiar with similar stories to Aoife's.
Yeah, well, certainly it is a very familiar story that we heard from Aoife, and she articulated it really well. And I think, you know, increasingly we're hearing from young people that living in their parental home is having a real impact on their lives. You know, they tell us they do worry about missing out on those important social and development opportunities that do come with living with others, be they strangers, friends or partners. And I think that lack of independence that comes with living at home and lack of privacy, challenges in even performing jobs in their parents' house if maybe they're working remotely now, and a possible strain on relationships both with families or partners in particular where a couple may be living in both parental homes and they do actually aspire to maybe live together and perhaps down the line start a family. So it's really having a very detrimental impact on young people living at home. And most of that is really coming out of economic circumstances and the real challenges of affordability, but also that availability that Aoife called out there.
Yeah, and you've touched on the impact it has in terms of development and psychology. Aoife spoke very well, I think, in terms of how it impacts confidence and so on. But the reasons that you hear from people why they can't, you're saying it's down to affordability and availability. And I suppose that's quite obvious when you look at every single economic story that we can hear of in terms of the housing crisis and so on.
Yeah, and I suppose it's those twin crises. And we do hear of young people who are thinking of emigrating and considering emigrating. And what they're hearing from their counterparts and their friends abroad is that while the picture isn't exactly always rosy elsewhere, there may be high costs, that availability is actually better in other countries. And ultimately, that may lead some to consider moving abroad. And this issue really of housing generally is affecting almost all young people. We're hearing of students, you know, as you touched on, facing long commutes due to housing costs and unaffordability, some living with parents not just to save for a mortgage, but so to save so that they can rent. Some who, you know, at a time of the cost of living crisis, is having a really pronounced impact on young people who are forking over huge sums in rent. And we're hearing also from our members around the country about people in very vulnerable situations. Who,
yeah, really.
One youth worker in recent months telling us that they've had three people into their centre recently who have gone into homelessness, and there's very little that those youth workers can do to support them. And ultimately, that is very concerning when we see record levels of youth homelessness. It is 18 to 24-year-olds in particular are very vulnerable to youth homelessness, including those who might be young parents, young people leaving care or maybe young people who are from ethnic backgrounds or LGBTQ+ community. And they're really at risk. And we've seen a doubling of the number of young people in emergency accommodation between April 2021 and 23. And we're also dealing with the issue of hidden homelessness, where people may be couch surfing or staying with friends. So that is a real, real concern. And we really want to see action taken on that to support young people.
Yeah, it's a big increase in this age group, all right, no doubt about it. And they could be the generation, as I mentioned earlier, Paul, without tasting this kind of independence that's so necessary for all the reasons that you mentioned. Look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Paul Gordon of the National Youth Council of Ireland, thank you very much indeed. People can, I'd love if people texted us their experience of not being able to move out of their family home to 51551 and how it's impacting them.